Hi, everybody. Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio here on the Anchor platform. Welcome back to another series, another 5-minute blurb of hopefully value-packed content. This episode, episode 30, is going to touch on hot flashes, which was the topic on the 1480 K-Ray FM radio show this last Thursday, and hopefully you'll get some real value out of this. As always, our information is not intended to diagnose or cure anything, but to give you quality, natural approaches that you can use and feel confident in regards to all types of health concerns. And this topic is on hot flashes. Now, the definition of hot flashes, now I'm a guy, so I've never had one of these. But I'll tell you what, going through periods of flushing, sweating, this overwhelming sensation of heat, which can be accompanied by heart palpitations, feeling of anxiety, chills. There's all kinds of things that these poor women go through when they go through this type of thing. And us men need to be compassionate and understanding because it will pass eventually. Most women in the country, in this country anyways, that go through menopausal effects after they, they age, about 80, anywhere from 50 to 85% of women will report going through hot flashes or having hot flashes as part of that transition in life, with as much as 40% of those women having to seek medical help because they can become so severe. You know, a lot of cases we think it's just a 5 to a 2nd to a 30 second situation, and I've known some women that can go on to experience this type of discomfort for as much as an hour straight, uninterrupted. And it can happen in the evening, and it can happen through the night, it happened throughout the day, very unexpected. So, signs and symptoms, obviously, in extreme cases, we've already touched on that, and the frequency of hot flashes will vary from woman to woman. Let's get into some of the possible causes. One of the things that we look for clinically with women who have this concern is to really pay close attention to adrenal insufficiency, the endocrine system and endocrine imbalances. We need to pay close attention to the relationship between the adrenals, the hypothalamus gland, the pituitary, all these, the endocrine organs. There's over 17 endocrine organs that make up that system. So it stands the reason that focusing on nourishing and helping to promote normal function of that system is really wise. From a nutritional application, we look at things like vitamin E. We know that good quality vitamin E in clinical trials has shown to reduce hot flashes. Natural sources of progesterone will obviously help hormone imbalances. Women should be consuming a lot of essential fatty acids such as black currant seed oil, which helps to facilitate natural occurring estrogen production. Other herbs that it can be very beneficial are dong quai, ginseng, blue cohosh, red raspberry, licorice root, and again, wild yams. These carry phytoestrogens, meaning plant-based type estrogens and hormone precursors that will help to balance out the hormones and again have a positive impact on helping with hot flashes. So we also look at things like grapeseed extract and chlorella and vitamin C, and I'll tell you another big one that we see, at least in our clinic here in Cheyenne, a lot of is B-complex deficiencies. So pay close attention to those things. And from a dietary standpoint, always pay close attention to exercising regularly. 20 to 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week minimum is a good place to start if you've been out of the exercise realm for a while. Always make sure that you're taking care of the stress levels in your life. You know, diet, lifestyle, stress, these are always contributing factors to this problem. Always include foods, phytoestrogen foods like soybeans or tofu, tempeh, tamara, miso, pomegranates, flax seeds, dates. Be sure and eat foods from these categories. Drink plenty of water, 6 to 8 glasses of filtered water every day. Try to eat as organic as possible. And when you get oils, cold pressed oils such as olive oil, sesame, safflower, flax, and walnut. In the meantime, when we're closing up this segment, avoid caffeine as much as you can. That means coffee, black tea, cola drinks, and chocolate. I know I'm not popular now, of course. Avoid alcohol, dairy products, red meat, refined sugars, white sugar, spicy foods, and hot drinks if you can, to do the best you can. So for a white paper on this, feel welcome to text me, 307-631-5300, and I can send you my white paper on this information. And as always, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us on episode 30 of Total Wellness.